Okay, but let's focus on the common problem, colon cancer, V600E.
The way you think about V600D, it's a driver of bad. Some of the worst prognostic elements into these colorectal cancer cells are when they carry the V600D mutations. It's right underneath RAS, but it seems to essentially drive a very aggressive tumor phenotype that tends characteristically to spread primarily in the peritoneum, but also through other sites as well. These are the patients that present to the clinic incredibly sick with a lot of ascites, you know, wasted. And if we look at the average survival of these patients, even with all the therapies we have on hand today, it's about 14 to 16 months before we start talking about the targeted elements that hopefully will start pulling this further into where we see the rest of colorectal cancer. These are incredibly bad prognostic elements. They are also negative predictors for EGFR inhibitors.
So one thing that we do see, I really want to focus on targeted therapy, but in terms, because the issue about first-line therapy has been out there for a while, Alan. You mentioned before FOLFOXIRI-BEV. In the survey, we saw that was the most common first-line therapy. There were others who use FOLFOX-BEV. Can you talk about the data underlying, you mentioned the TRIBE study, I think.
Right.
But is that what you do in your own practice?
Right. Well, the TRIBE study was not prospectively looking at V600E. They looked retrospectively, and those patients clearly got the most benefit from FOLFOXIRI-BEV.